Round three today for defense attorneys and a key prosecution witness in the federal corruption trial, a former Massachusetts House Speaker, Sal DeMasi. In his first two appearances, Joseph Lally delivered dramatic testimony about an alleged kickback scheme. He said he, DeMasi, and two other co-defendants schemed to funnel funds to the former House Speaker in exchange for DeMasi's help in securing state contracts for Cognos, the software firm Lally worked for. The defense is now in its counteroffensive, as WBUR's David Boeri reports.
The rubble was still bouncing from the blows Joseph Lally's testimony had inflicted on the defense, as attorneys for his former co-defendants regrouped yesterday morning. "You lied for money, correct?" snapped attorney Marty Weinberg. "Yeah, that would be accurate," responded Lally, who turns out to be one tough cookie and one great salesman. "I believe I have a compulsion issue in many areas," Lally reflectively responded to the suggestion he was a degenerate gambler. By his own admission, lying to make money turns out to have been an equal compulsion in Lally's life. The defense invoked a roll call of lies, stealing and forging checks from a previous employer, hiding $275,000 of winnings at Foxwoods from the IRS, cheating business partners of thousands in earnings, laundering over $400,000, concealing from the government a $70,000 line of credit after he was indicted. "You have admitted that you are a schemer, and you engaged in an artifice to defraud," snarled attorney Tom Drexler, said Lally. "That's what we did. That's what I'm guilty of." He was the textbook model of the experienced salesperson who knows how to handle both objections and rejections. He seemed unfazed. He was calm, undeterred, and deft in offering lines and information, often poisonous, that the defense didn't ask for and didn't want. When pressed on his gambling debts to a bookie, for instance, Lally said, "That was a bookmaker Mr. McDonough introduced me to." Co-defendant McDonough winced. In return for his cooperation with the government, Lally gets a sentence recommendation of only 2 to 3 years in prison. The government lets him keep his house. It's returned seized money. It's dropped the charge of money laundering, helps with the IRS, and Lally doesn't have to pay back the $2 million in sales commissions from the allegedly rigged Cognos contracts. So why wouldn't the super salesman lie now to close the best deal in his life, the defense is asking. Answer: I'm in front of a jury, a judge, and a court. Much of Lally's testimony has been buttressed by emails, phone logs, and previous witnesses. Streetwise defense attorney William Sintolo voiced exasperation. Hammering Lally had become more like trying to nail Jell-O to a wall. "I'm tired, Your Honor," Sintolo said late in the day. A retired salesman in the courtroom said, "A good salesman would never say that." The defense will take another run at Lally today. For WBUR, I'm David Boeri.